Jan, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're the current president of a long-established but very active Cincinnati institution, the Women's Art Club of Cincinnati Foundation, as it's now called. I want to talk about what's coming up in the new year. Before that, let's touch on some of the history of this very interesting organization. It began as the Women's Art Club in the 1890s. What was the impetus for its establishment, and who were some of the artists involved?
In 1890, the Men's Art Club was started, and that was founded by Frank Duveneck and some of the other now famous painters in Cincinnati, like Henry Sharp, Herman Wessel, and some of those other painters that painted together. They were called the Duveneck's Boys, and they would not let women join their club. So even though they painted openly with some of the women, you know, they'd go out and paint outdoors together. Bessie Wessel taught at the Art Academy, as well as Frank Duveneck. The women were not allowed to join the men's club. So in 1892, they founded their own club with the idea that they could see a benefit in the camaraderie of women being together, sharing techniques, encouraging each other to be better artists. And from that time, they have continuously met as the Women's Art Club.
So they were doing all the things the Men's Art Club was doing.
Oh, yes.
But they didn't let men in, I guess.
They didn't at that time. At this time, you know, we have had one man that was a member, and we don't keep anyone out. Everyone's welcome.
These days, the Women's Art Club has its own location. It's called The Barn, with a director and continuing programs. In fact, you have an exhibition opening this week. Tell us about that.
This exhibition is the signature members of the Women's Art Club. So you'll see the best painters of Cincinnati, I think. It's going to be a beautiful show. Probably two pieces by each member will fit on the walls in our gallery. And it is a lovely gallery in our barn, which used to be a dairy barn and now has a gallery and a couple of classrooms and a hayloft that we have not yet developed.
How long will this exhibition be on view?
It will be on view through the month of January, until the final week of January.
Do you have other exhibitions coming up this year?
We do. We lease our gallery to individual artists and to other groups, too. There's a brush and palette painters show that will be in the spring. They always put on a beautiful exhibit for a month. But we have individual artists who will rent the space as well and have shows. And I have a student show in there. The last week of January, my students will be on the walls of the gallery, and we'll have our own little reception. And, of course, the public is always welcome.
So do you have to be a member to rent the studio for your show?
Absolutely not, no. This barn is used by men, women, and children. We have a summer kids program. We have men and women who teach painting and other arts at the barn. And, of course, anyone can come and be a student. So this is a cultural arts center. Even though it has the name Women's Art Club on it, it's for everybody.
So who are some of the teachers?
Well, I'm one of them. I teach an oil painting class. Ray Hazard is a rather popular local pastelist. Ron Johnson and Chuck Marshall are local oil painters that teach at the barn. And we also have a full list of classes on our website.
So where is it?
It's in Marymount. And it's a planned community. The barn was built as part of Mary Emery's grand scheme of creating a little utopia out on the east side of town. And it's a beautiful area. And the residents have been so welcoming to our club, taking this beautiful barn and turning it into something that people can really enjoy.
So it was actually a barn in the beginning.
It was. There were 26 acres, which is a pretty small farm, but it was a dairy operation, and there were some outbuildings like chicken coops that have been gone for a long time. But, yeah, it was a real dairy barn, and we're having classes now in the room where they used to milk the cows.
So who signs up for these classes?
It is people from all over the area, just like the members of the club come from Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana. We also have students that come that far, too.
And so anyone can rent the barn, but it's mostly art-related events, right?
It is. It's been visual arts for the most part, but we also bring in programs for families that can include the opera and Playhouse in the Park. Performances have been really popular. That's why we'd really like to develop our second floor, the hayloft, because it is a larger open space, and it would be a great performance area. But right now, it's not even really weather tight. It certainly isn't insulated. We've just started to put some lights and electricity up there so we can use it on a seasonal basis. But we really want to develop that space and use it more often.
The Women's Art Club works jointly with the Taft Museum for an ongoing lecture series with an interesting program scheduled for April this year. What can you tell us about that and also about the party that will be held the night before at the barn?
Tickets went on sale through the Taft Museum's website starting January 1st. The lecture has been going on now for about 4 years. It's Dr. Richard Brittel. He is an expert on French Impressionism. So what he does for his lecture is he spends an entire lecture on one painting. And he gives all the background of the artist, the times that surrounded the time when it was painted, so you understand what went into the painting, how it was staged, what it meant at the time, and what the artist meant amongst other artists at the time. And he's so engaging and entertaining, it's really so much fun to go to the lectures. So the lecture's held at the Taft. But the party the night before is a little fundraiser and a chance to meet Dr. Brittel and, you know, really enjoy each other and have some good food and wine. And that's something that we hope we get a lot of people to come to.
And that's held at the barn.
Yes, the night before the lecture.
I'd like to know more about the classroom at the barn that's open for studio use on Tuesdays. Can anyone take part in this? And what are the hours and what goes on there?
Every Tuesday from 10 until 3, people can bring in their own projects, and they can use our tables and easels. And of course, it's a beautifully lit room. And they just come in and work with other artists. So it's a chance to come in and share ideas with people. And if you want to paint a still life, then bring in your own still life, set it up, use our lights, and make yourself at home. Bring a brown bag lunch, have fun there.
Is there anything else we should know about the barn and about the club?
The club and the foundation are two separate entities, but this is a final home for the club. Until they had the barn, they really had no permanent residence. So this is the home of the club at the barn in Marymount, but the foundation is actually responsible for managing the property, taking care of it, developing it, scheduling the program. So we have really two entities under one roof.
Thanks so much, Jan, for coming in to talk with us about the Women's Art Club and the barn.
Thank you, Jane. I really appreciate being here today.
We've been talking with Jan Boone, president of the Women's Art Club of Cincinnati Foundation. For more information, see wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.